Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? My name is Kiara.
And I'm Kiana.
And we're going to jump right into this week's episode. Okay, Kiana, let's start with Brandon and Julia.
Okay.
So we saw that when the episode first came on, Julia was upset with Brandon because his parents had made plans for them for the whole day after they had just made plans for them for the previous night to go to dinner.
Okay. First of all, his parents, they need to freaking calm down. They are being way too intense. I mean, they need to put themselves in her shoes. What makes you think that this chick wants to hang out with you guys all day?
Right. Like, and I felt her pain because I'm like, I can totally understand why she would just want to chill with her fiance versus going out on the town and being with his parents.
Not to mention, she's probably jet lagged and all that too.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, I like his parents and all. Like, his mom is so adorable. But sis, calm down.
Right. And I just feel like he could have at least given her like an option. Hey, my parents planned this, but do you want to do something else? I mean, it could have been anything.
Well, the thing about it is he doesn't even have an option.
Right.
He doesn't have a say either. So, I mean, hey.
Speaking of, I think that his parents, especially his mom, does that on purpose.
What?
She knows that he is very dependent on them. So, like, what's he going to do? He has no choice but to do what they want to do because he depends on them for everything, even the roof over their heads.
Okay, he has a choice. For instance, when they're in D.C. and his mom's like, oh, hey, you guys have 5 minutes to get ready because we have plans all day. Then his mom tried to say something slick like, oh, well, we got a late start because Julia, I guess she was jet lagged. So we kind of got a late, we got started later than we planned to. But, you know, we'll still make the best. First of all, like I said, nobody wants to hang out with you guys. I don't understand why Brandon is not saying anything. You have a choice. Why is he acting like he just doesn't want to disappoint his mom, I think.
Right.
But he has a choice. It's not like he can't tell them no. He just doesn't want to.
Okay, I see that. But I will give him a very small amount of credit because after they spent some time with his parents, he did actually put a stop to it and say, okay, I think we're done for the day. Right. I was glad about that because it's like, Brandon, you have to say something, please.
Okay. I'm just
poor Julia's suffering.
I don't understand. It's like his parents I'm not even going to say his parents. It's like his mom doesn't understand boundaries because honestly, it seems like the dad just goes along with whatever the mom says.
Right.
It's like, and not necessarily boundaries per se, but I mean, what makes you think they just want to hang out with you guys? And the mom's like, oh, well, we're doing this and we're doing that and we're doing this and we're doing that. Why are you inserting yourself into this? I don't understand that. Like,
right.
That's what I don't get.
Let's talk about how he finally kind of says something about the sharing rooms thing again. And
yeah.
And the mom is still not going for it. This is my plan for them. They need to just have sex during the day in one of their rooms and then go to sleep at night in the separate rooms. I mean, that's the whole reason why his parents don't want them sharing a room anyway. So maybe they'll let them share after.
Yeah, maybe that will work. Or maybe they can just grow up. I mean, okay, Honestly, I get the whole not sharing room until you're married thing because, you know, some people are like old school or whatever, and it is their house. So that's fine. So I think really, is it really that big of a deal? I mean, it's not like they can't be together ever. So I think Julia just needs to get over it because it is their house and they get to make the rules. And if they're like old school, like, you guys aren't sleeping together until you're married. I think that's fine because, like I said, it's their house. If you that's guys true. Have a problem with it, move into your own house. But, oh, wait, but you guys don't have any money. So you need to deal with it, period.
Right. Okay, I want to back up just a little bit and talk about when they first got into the DC part where they saw the monuments in the White House and stuff. And Brenda's mom kind of had like a slick mouth with Julia.
Yeah, when she was taking the pictures.
Yes, when she was taking the pictures. And then she's like, maybe we'll make it to the monument sometime.
Like, why don't you guys just go? Why can't you just go? You don't need to be with us the whole time. It's like, yeah, his mom doesn't want him to be a grown man. And I think that's what it is. I think his mom doesn't want him to be a grown man. Like, why? Okay, we're here together in D.C. You guys go look at the monuments. We're going to do our own thing. We'll meet back up at lunchtime. Like, it's not that serious. I don't understand what this whole thing is. Like, I don't get it. I really don't. And it's really actually annoying.
I feel like I would have to be super petty to Brandon's mom. She's like cute to watch on TV, I guess, but
she would be annoying in real life.
Yeah, she has like a slick mouth. When Julia was like, where's the White House? And his mom was like, it's the big White House. I was like, okay, all of those freaking buildings out there are white. Maybe she was confused, okay?
Yeah. It's just like his mom, she seems to be, what's the word? She seems like she means well, but I don't think she does. I think she's mean and kind of like, I think she doesn't want, controlling, which, you know, guess he's her only kid. So,
you know what? This is kind of giving me Colty and Debbie vibes.
Heck no.
A little bit. I think he just needs to branch out on his own.
Yeah, but see, okay, this is a side note because honestly, I don't get those vibes. Everybody, this is completely off topic from this season, but I just have to say it since you brought it up. I do not get those vibes from Debbie, and I'll tell you why. Debbie is, she doesn't seem controlling to me. She seems like she's trying to, okay, yeah, her and Colty are like really close, whatever, whatever. But she does not seem like Brandon's mom just for the simple fact that it seems like Debbie just be like trying to do whatever is best for Colty. Sometimes it can seem like she's like, she doesn't want Colty to be in a relationship or she doesn't want him to date anyone. But I think she wants him to like chill out, where it seems like Brandon's mom just doesn't want him to date anybody.
I disagree, but okay. I think that Debbie is very controlling, but that is a different season, so we won't get into that. Okay, Kiana, shall we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next couple was Jovi and Yara. I feel for Yara. Now, on the last episode, we talked about how she was kind of a bit ungrateful for the way that she was acting when they first got to Jovi's apartment. I will tell you something that I noticed on this episode was that it seemed like she didn't really have a choice in the things that they were doing. For example, when Jovi's mom asked if she was comfortable staying there, we already know that she was not. And we know that his mom knew that she was not. Now, what was Yara supposed to say when she asked her that? Was she going to say, no, I hate it here.
Right.
I want to go home. no, she has no choice but to say, yeah, it's fine.
Right. I don't understand. I don't get the whole spending the night thing. Do they live in a different city or something? I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they live in a different city, but if you guys live in close proximity, i.e. maybe like 30, 45 minutes away, I do not see the point in staying at your house overnight. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't.
I guess, well, you know, that's his mom was saying that that's how they are in the bayou. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You would just spend the night. So I guess it's what they're used to, but.
Well, guess what, sis? I'm not from the bayou. I'm from Russia. So with that being, or is she from Ukraine?
One of them.
Yeah. Either way, I'm not from the bayou. I don't want to freaking spend the night here. And that's that. I mean, okay, this is what I don't understand about these people. Like, not just them, but in general. It's like they don't consider the fact that these people are coming from totally different cultures. They're coming from a totally different country. It's like these people don't consider this. When they're like, oh, you're rude if you don't want to do this. And if you don't do that, then you're rude. And like, maybe that's just how I am because that's how we are in wherever I'm from.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they definitely don't take it into consideration.
Or maybe I don't want to go out tonight because I just got off a 30-hour flight and I don't want to do nothing but take a shower and go to bed.
Right.
What is with these people? They're like, okay, I get it. But all of these people are like so inconsiderate. I can't even take it.
I feel you. I definitely feel you on that because, I mean, Jovi's mom wasn't even going to try to see Yara's side. Like,
yeah.
Maybe why she would feel uncomfortable, but who knows?
I'm just thinking about if it was me and I went to a different country and I don't know anybody there except for this one person and they're taking me to all these places. They want me to meet their family. They want me to do all this stuff. I'm eating food I never had before. I'm drinking drinks I never had before. I'm seeing things I've never seen. Like, you have to give people a chance to acclimate to their new surroundings. I don't think you should just throw people in these things and expect them to be like, oh yay, like I love it. Like, no, it's fine if they do, but you shouldn't be mad at them or think that they're being rude or something if it takes them a little longer to get comfortable.
Can we just talk about, okay, this episode, Jovi got a call from work or whatever, and they said that he's going to have to leave a little earlier than originally planned for his work trip. That's going to be 4 weeks.
Right.
I'm confused. I mean, he couldn't ask for some time off, like just maybe at least the first few days that she's there.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think he can ask for time off because he worked for weeks and then he's off for however long. Then he works again, then he's off for however long. So he needs to make money. So I don't think that he can probably just be like, oh, I know I've already been off for like 4 weeks maybe, so I need another week or 2 weeks off. Like, no, you need to get back to work because he still needs money, so I don't blame him for not taking off work. I mean, maybe they could have planned it better where she came when he was off, but I don't blame him for not asking for more time off because he's already been off for like however, whatever his crazy schedule is. So I don't blame him for that.
I get it, but I just don't get it at the same time. Like, it just seems like something could have been planned a bit better. That's just my opinion, though.
Right. I see what you're saying.
I don't know. Okay, let's talk about mom versus Yara with this wedding thing, because Jovi's mom wants to have a home wedding, and Yara wants to have a wedding in Vegas.
Right.
And I totally understand Yara, but at the same time, girl, get over it. She doesn't want to have a wedding at his house for a few reasons. number one, she said she doesn't want to get married in a trailer park.
Period.
And okay, understandable. But then this is where she lost me, when she said that she didn't want to have the wedding at their house because her family can't come. Therefore, it's not really fair that his family could be there and hers isn't.
Right. Well, I feel like it's not his mom's place to say anything. Why do moms try to get involved in the wedding? Unless I ask for your opinion, sis, I don't need it. All I'm saying is this. She said she wants to get married in Vegas. Jovi said, well, she wants to get married in Vegas. Fine, we'll get married in Vegas. It's between Jovi and Yara. It has nothing to do with mom. Sis, get over it. Why do moms try to... These moms need to stop. First, Brandon's mom. Now, Jovi's mom. Stop. Stay out of it. It has nothing to do with you.
I can understand why Jovi's mom would be in it. Because when Yara asked him, like, are you going to say anything to your mom about her talking about she wants to have the wedding at her house? And he said, it's up to y'all. What? It's up to y'all? As in your mom and Yara?
Right.
Not between you guys? So
these freaking guys need to be men. You need to be a man. Just like going back to Brandon. Why are you letting your moms like take over your freaking relationship? First of all, I get it. You're a mama's boy. You want your mom's opinion. That's fine. But for you to say that, oh, well, I'm just going to be quiet and let you and my mom figure it out. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you a man or not?
Right.
Because at this point, it's kind of giving me mama's boy vibes. Like, you're scared to say something to your mom. So you're like, oh, I'm just going to let y'all figure it out. Because you're too scared to say something to her. I'll punch her in the face. How about that?
Oh, my.
And then let's see what you have to say about it.
Well, if they're mama's boy, they'll probably have a lot to say about it.
I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, though, I think that these guys need to grow up. How old are you? You act like you can't say anything to your mom. Why do you need me to talk to your mom? Because I think Brandon tried to do that too, like trying to say like he wanted Julia to say something to his mom, or it was something. And I'm like, why are you acting like you're scared of your mom? You're a grown man.
And just like what we were talking about earlier, you know, Jovi's mom has like a lot of control over their whole relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she kept asking her about the wedding and she's just trying to push Yara to have this home wedding.
Yep, I don't like that.
And it's because, you know, if Jovi can't even stand up to his mom and say, no, we're getting married in Vegas, that's it, that's all, then what? I mean, how can Yara say it if he won't even say it?
Exactly. And you're too scared to say anything to your mom, but you want me to say it? I don't even know her. I just met her 24 hours ago.
And Yara even said that she felt like Jovi's mom was trying to control her. I'm with it.
Yeah.
And then she was like, why do I need to keep repeating myself? Girl, I feel you.
I'm not about to keep repeating myself to you, lady. And also, it's kind of like they're like throwing them under the bus, I feel. Because you know how your mom is. It's like you're leaving me out here to dry because she keeps asking me over and over and over and over. And I keep telling her, and yet she's still asking. You need to step in and say something. Because first of all, it's your mom. So I don't want to be disrespectful, for one, but I will. And for two, I don't know her. So you need to step in. Like, I don't get it. I don't get that.
Girl, we'll see. It'll be interesting. I think that they're probably going to end up having the wedding in Vegas. Thank goodness.
They need to. Forget whatever his mom says. I mean, I don't agree with Yara on the fact that she's talking about, like, well, my mom's not going to be able to be there, so I don't want anybody's family to be there. Like, okay.
Right.
Girl, stop it. But at the same time, if they've already agreed on Vegas, no matter what the reason is, then Vegas it is, period. I don't need your mom to keep asking me or telling me, like, oh, the family would really love us to have the wedding here. Oh, we would love for the family. You know, your grandparents and your aunts and uncles want you to see it.
Okay, let's move on to Andrew and Amira. This is a new couple this week. We haven't seen them before. And Amira is from France. Girl. You know how I feel about France. I've never been there, but I am learning French. Or I have kind of learned a little bit of French, but I'm getting there. So let's talk about when they first show Andrew and he was in his costume. I couldn't tell if it was cute or not. I was like,
not.
What is he doing? And then they show that he works at like the daycare, which made a little bit more sense. But mm-hmm. He just seems like he plays around a lot. When they were on FaceTime and he had on that Cat in the Hat. It was okay. It was cute when it was with the kids, I guess. But is this also what you do on the regular?
Yep. Something's weird about them to me. I don't know. It's something weird about them.
I think so, too. And maybe it's that they don't really have, or at least Andrew seems like he doesn't have a lot of friends.
He seems too controlling.
But I agree with the controlling part. And I definitely think that there was one part Amira was kind of hinting, well, her dad more so, was hinting that there might be like a different side of Andrew than this fun guy who...
He seemed like an abuser, I'll say it. But I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying the way that they were making it seem, and you know, it could be the editing and all that, but the way that they were making it seem, like he's like a... That's how it came off to me.
That is definitely how I felt her dad was hinting at without actually saying. But we don't know, because I would hope that TLC would check these people out before they, you know, let them on the show. But we also did see with Jeffrey and Varya and his background, and then they ended up getting kicked off. So who knows?
Yeah.
So when we first see them, this is like Corona times. And Amira was talking about how, you know, from France, she could get on a flight to America, but then she could get denied when she got here. Okay, maybe I'm confused on it, but why are there even flights coming if they would just turn you around when you got here?
Maybe it depends on the reason why you came, but they won't know why you're here until you get here.
I guess, but it just seems like maybe you would ask that before I buy my plane ticket.
Well, you don't get to customs until you get to the country. So until they got here and you go through customs and they ask you what's your reason and stuff like that, how would they know?
Well, I'm saying on the French side or like wherever these people are coming from, I would imagine that.
Yeah, but you don't go to customs until you get to your destination country.
I know, but I'm not saying just customs. I'm saying when you buy your damn ticket or anything, like it just seems like it would make more sense for there to be some kind of screening or something where you would give a reason before you even came. That way you wouldn't have to worry about possibly getting denied when you got to the new country. But I don't know. I'm just saying. I didn't like, though, that they kept talking about, well, they had to go to Mexico because if they don't, then her visa is going to expire and stuff like that. But I'm kind of thinking the virus and her literally not being able to come here is not a reason to get her visa extended.
Probably not, because, you know, dealing with this type of stuff, they don't care. I mean, think about it. You see how hard it is for people to get the K-1 visa to begin with. So probably if you let it expire, oh, well, they don't care.
But you're not really letting it expire. It's expiring, but
yeah,
it's not anything in your control.
But that would be the same thing, like, if your passport expired and then you try to go to a different country and you can't just be like, oh, well, my passport expired and there's corona, so... You know what I mean? Or like, even if you were in a different country and your visa for that country expired, you would still need to leave and go back to your home country. It doesn't matter that corona is happening and maybe you can't get a new visa. You have to go back.
But see, that's where, like, I'm confused, because I know that they did do extensions, like when you couldn't renew your passport or your driver's license. They, like, extended those out until people were able to go. If you can't get your visa extended because of corona, that just, it's stupid. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, this is how I look at it. Because it's, like, it's a visa. It's not anything, like, I'm not going to say it's not important, but it's not, like, something dire. It's not, like, something that you need to have. So I guess if it expires, then... You're just SOL, like, it's just expired. You have to get a new one.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sure they could get a new one, but it'll probably take a long time, like maybe even longer than normal.
Yeah, which it would make more sense to just extend it out, but you know. Let's talk about the fact that he wants kids, Andrew wants kids, and Amira does not want kids.
Well, the way that they're making it seem is she's going to have them if he wants them either way.
This whole subject of one person wanting kids and the other doesn't. Oh, my gosh. Nothing bothers me more. I just feel like, why are we even wasting each other's time? At the end of the day, if one person wants kids and the other doesn't, we're not going to be together. I mean, we might be together for a few years, maybe. But when that time comes, the relationship is going to end. I mean, that's just what it is. That's how I feel.
Yeah, me too. And also, I don't know. I think to me, it kind of doesn't seem like Amira really is that in a rush to come, honestly.
Yeah, she seemed like she was at first. And then when she had lunch with her dad, I don't know, it just seemed like more stuff ended up coming out and we could see that she was unsure.
Seems like she's ready to go because the guy wants her to go, not because she's like, oh, I can't wait to see him. It's like, well, he said that we have to hurry, and since the visa is going to expire, then we need to hurry and get to Mexico so that we could cross the border tight.
And can we just talk about how Andrew's sister said that she thought that Amira was superficial? Girl, if you're jealous, just say that.
Period.
Okay, let's move on to our next couple, Tariq and Hazel. Oh my goodness. So I saw Tariq and Dean on Pillow Talk. I did not know they were brothers.
Yep, they're brothers.
I was actually really sad to see that they weren't talking. And then it's because his brother felt like Hazel was possibly using Tariq. And then he gets with a girl from the Philippines, and he ends up moving there to be with her.
Well, okay.
Can I just interrupt you really quick? They said that Dean met his girl on WhatsApp. How do you meet somebody on WhatsApp? Do you have to have their number or something?
I don't know how you meet them on WhatsApp, but...
I just thought that was interesting. I didn't know if you knew.
Maybe he met her on something else and they were talking on WhatsApp.
Yeah, possibly.
I don't know. But like I said, because you didn't see when Tariq and Hazel were on there the first time, but... It did seem like Hazel was using Tariq at the very beginning. So I don't blame Dean. And actually, I forgot all about Dean. I'm not going to lie. But I didn't blame Dean then, because the way that Hazel was acting, it did seem like she was just using him. So
I don't know. They played that flashback of Dean or Tariq yelling at Dean on the phone. I'm not gonna lie, that scared me. I was like, whoa. What is that show? I'm like, maybe they should go to therapy, like Iyanla Fix My Life or something. But I just wanted to make a side comment really quick. Dean is so good with his daughter. Like,
we Tariq? Know his
daughter. Yeah, yeah. What did I say?
Dean.
Oh, Tariq is so good with his daughter. Because they talked about how she has autism and how he had to basically learn what she needed from him. You know, I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
So he goes to get Hazel from the airport. I actually really didn't think that he was going to wear that powder blue suit. Did you?
No.
I was hoping that was just kind of something for the show, but he really did wear it.
These people are crazy.
And then I didn't like how he was talking about how he still hadn't told Hazel about Minty or Minnie. Is it Minnie or Minty? Because it sounds like he's saying Minnie, but it's spelled Minty.
I think it's Minty, but he's saying, he's just not saying the T part.
Okay. Well, I didn't like how he said that he purposely didn't want to tell Hazel until she got to America. I just feel like that's something that you already tell people. We talked about giving people a choice, you know, on the last episode. I just feel like that's not something that you necessarily hide.
I still don't see what's the big deal. He texted her to see how she was because the COVID was pretty bad, I guess, in Thailand or whatever. She said, I'm good. What is the big deal?
Well,
Why do I need to tell Hazel? Then it'd be like, Hazel, let me tell you, I texted Minty to ask her how was she doing for the corona, and she told me she was doing okay.
Well, I think that it's more so to do with how you think that your significant other will feel. If you're with somebody that knows that you don't care about that kind of stuff, then okay, it's not that big of a deal. They're not going to tell you. But if I'm with somebody that knows that, hey, I'm going to want to know when you do that kind of stuff, then it would be a big deal. And I feel like he knows that she's going to want to know just because of their history with this girl. So, and that's why he hasn't told her, because he knows that she's going to want to know.
I see what you're saying, but
he shouldn't have done it.
I think they're making it way bigger than it should be. She's all the way in Thailand. Okay, if they were in the same geographical area, maybe, yeah, let me know. Because why are you talking to your ex and y'all are like this close? But she's literally all the way in Thailand. Who the heck cares what they're talking about? She's all the way in Thailand.
I kind of care because I don't know, but who knows? Okay, I want to talk about an observation that I made. So Hazel has a son and he lives in the Philippines with his dad. I just want to know, like, when these women come over here, why don't they bring their kid? I mean, I guess it's because maybe they're trying to still get a feel for it before they uproot their kid. But I look at people like Hazel or Larissa from the season with Colty, and it just seems like, I mean, how long are you going to be over here before you do decide to bring your kid?
Well, I think the only issue with that is they can't take the kids from their dad and just move to a whole different country. If the dad's not involved, then fine. But I think if the dad is in the kid's life, you can't just take the kid to a whole different country and expect them to not see them, the other parent, anymore. If you decide, I'm going to America, I'll see you later, that's on you. But you can't take the kids because the dad has rights too.
I agree. But, you know, when they say stuff like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to bring my kid over and, you know, he's going to have such a great life over here. It seems like you could move your kid. You could bring him over now if you really wanted to.
I don't think these freaking people are planning on bringing their kids. Like Larissa, look at how Larissa's living here in America. Where would her kids be at? I'm just saying.
Exactly.
So
but it's just weird that they would leave their kids. I don't know. And it just seems weird that you would even put yourself in a situation where you would leave your kids.
But it also could be a better opportunity, because if they get over here and they establish a good life or whatever, then they will be able to bring their kids over. So the thing is necessarily that they don't want to take their kids, but they have to get acclimated before they bring kids and try to get acclimated with the kids, because it's a lot that goes into it. They got school, you know, the people have to come up here and find jobs and stuff. Like, it's not easy. So I don't blame them for not bringing their kids right away.
Okay, let's talk about when they get to the house. Tariq's house is pretty big, and Hazel was talking about how she had to clean the house because it was so dirty. I didn't think his house was dirty.
Right? It's like messy.
Yeah, it just was like cluttered. Like there was just a lot of stuff, but it didn't look like it needed to be like cleaned. Just like get rid of some of all this clutter.
No, because you need to, why is the house not clean? I think that is not clean. When there's a whole bunch of clutter everywhere, it's like, you're nasty. No offense, but I'm just saying, like, why is there stuff everywhere? Like, why didn't you clean up if you knew I was coming here? That's how I feel. And that's how I felt like Hazel felt. Like, you knew you were coming to get me. Why didn't you clean up?
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't look like there was, like, dirty dishes and, you know, food out everywhere, and the floor was, it just seemed like he had like boxes and stuff like that, but
right, and I don't know, clean this stuff up, what the heck.
It was pretty sad though. Hazel seemed very sad when she was talking about how big the house was and how she was a little overwhelmed to mm-hmm. be in such like a big space.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it goes to show a lot, because Tariq actually did say that, remember, he was talking about how he hopes that she can get used to it without it being overwhelming, because he felt like she might be overwhelmed, and then turns out that she actually was. I was like, oh, you yeah. know your woman, you know your woman.
Yeah, especially with that shack that she was living in the Philippines. It was kind of like, it reminded me of Rose. Same type of situation. Like, so I definitely understand why she was overwhelmed.
Okay, let's move on to the last couple, Mike and Natalie. Okay, I just want to comment on something that Natalie said about how their relationship is up and down, but not when it comes to sex. I was like, okay, Natalie, because Natalie seems, I hate to say uptight because I feel like it has a negative connotation, but it just seemed like she's a little bit more relaxed when she said that.
Right.
Okay. On this episode, they go to lunch or whatever with Uncle Bo, and Natalie asked him how he felt about getting kicked out. How do you think he feels?
Right, exactly. And I got kicked out for you. So why are you even asking me that?
And I don't know if Natalie was trying to like kiss his ass or what, but she kept talking about Uncle Bo's outfit. She kept saying that she liked his outfit and he's the most stylish man ever. And I'm like, what? He had on a t-shirt and jeans.
I mean,
I was like, Natalie, what are you talking about?
I don't know what she was getting at by doing that or saying that, but it was a little weird. And then she kept talking about, oh, I don't want you to drink, and I don't like Uncle Bo drinking. Like, girl, first of all, you're not dating Uncle Bo, so why does it matter to you?
Exactly.
Uncle Bo is a grown man. He's like 50.
Yeah, and he's going to drink his whiskey. And he said he's going to drink as many as they bring him.
Period. That's right, Uncle Bo.
Can we just talk about how she asked him who, like, he lived with now since he got kicked out? And it was really sad. I thought he was going to cry. And you could just tell, like, it's still really new and it's a very sensitive topic for him to talk about how he just got kicked out of his home. Read the room.
Right. I don't know why she keeps bringing up where he lives. And then she's like, what did she say? Like, oh, Uncle Bo's not moving back in with us or whatever she said. Or, like, why are you so worried about where he's staying? He's not staying with you. And that's what you wanted, right?
Right. Okay. Do you know one thing that bothers me about Natalie is she is just, she cannot get over the fact that she gave the ring back to Mike and that he hasn't given it back to her.
I wouldn't give it back to her either.
When the waiter asked her what brought her to America, and they're both kind of just like, oh.
I promise you, nobody's like, when you say, oh, he's my fiance, nobody's like, oh, where's the ring? You're not wearing a ring.
Right.
I promise you, nobody's thinking that, sis.
Especially when she says that she just came from the Ukraine, like she just got here. Mm-hmm. That's what people are more interested in. Not, let me see your ring.
Not to mention, there's plenty of people who get engaged and they don't have a ring. And also, if you say, oh, he's my fiance, and I would look at your hand and I don't see a ring, I'm not going to be like, oh, where's your ring? Because that would be rude.
I'm wondering, maybe.
Congratulations.
Maybe. Remember when a few episodes ago you were talking about how some people that maybe are not from the United States are a little bit more outspoken or something? I wonder if that's what they do in Ukraine. Like, they would just ask, oh, well, where's your ring? If y'all are... Maybe. If y'all are engaged. Maybe that's why she's so adamant about getting the ring back.
Like I said, she needs to stop. I like Natalie and all, but you're the one that gave him the ring back. So I don't understand why now it's like a whole thing like, oh, he didn't give me my ring back yet. Well, guess what? I'm giving you this ring back when I'm ready now. Because right. I gave it to you the first time and you didn't want it. You were ungrateful. You didn't want it. Okay. And not necessarily ungrateful, but you didn't want it. So...
Exactly. So now you will get it back when I give it to you.
Period.
Okay, let's move on to when they finally got to Mike's house. I'm not going to lie. Natalie said the house looks like it's from a horror movie. I kind of agree. It seemed like the house looks different. I don't know. Right? When Mike is usually in the house, even when they had shown Uncle Bo there previously, the house looked bigger. Something was different about it. And then when he brought Natalie in, it just looked really weird.
Yeah, it did look different, but I don't know if it's because it was like all that snow around and it was nighttime. And I think we've been seeing it in the daytime. So maybe it looked different, but it did kind of look scary, I guess.
Yeah. And then that cat, Mike has a cat and it was all over Natalie. She's like, I'm not really a cat person, girl.
Yeah.
Me either. Get that thing away from me.
For real.
I would definitely prefer a dog over a cat.
Definitely.
And then Natalie asked Mike if he could turn on the heat. Like, she kept on making these comments about how cold it was in Mike's house. And I felt like Mike kind of had a smart mouth. He's like, it's not any colder than it would be in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
But at least I would have turned the heat on if I was cold. Get out of here.
Yeah, like, why can't we turn on the heat? Then she was asking for tea. Like, she was freezing in there. She's right. Like, can I have some tea? He's like,
He's like, well, tea? What is that?
Right. Like, oh my goodness.
I felt like I definitely understood why Natalie also was kind of overwhelmed. You know, he had tea, but, you know, he didn't know that he had tea. He's like, oh, I think I might have some. It just felt like...
You could at least get some snacks for me or...
Yeah.
That you think I would like. Like, you know, I drink tea a lot.
So I can definitely get why Natalie was a little bit upset because, I mean, he didn't even have anything ready for her when she got there.
Right. She was freaking freezing. Like, can I get a blanket or something? He didn't even offer her a blanket.
Seriously. I actually did. I felt bad for Natalie. As much as she goes back and forth and, you know, their relationship is up and down or whatever. He definitely could have had some stuff there. And, you know, that could honestly be a reason why their relationship is so up and down. Maybe she feels like,
inconsiderate.
Yeah, you can't even fucking get me a blanket or some tea. You're telling me that it's no colder than it would be in the Ukraine. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That is so rude.
It was just a little strange. It goes back to what I said earlier. You can at least make sure that these people are comfortable. They're coming all the way over here from a different country. Why not try to make sure that they're comfortable? And you don't have to do everything that they want you to do, but it's like these people are like, well, we're going to do this. And if you don't like it, we're still going to do it. So.
Right. Like, you shouldn't have came to America. Like,
yeah.
They're basically saying, you came here. We go by my rules. Point blank, period.
Yep.
Which is not okay.
Yep.
Well, Kiana, I think that's the end of our episode. Now on to our favorite part. Is this your favorite part? Maybe it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
What did you eat during the episode?
I ate chicken kebab from a Mediterranean place.
Did you have anything good to drink?
Just rosé and some fruit punch and some water.
Yum. I had stuffed salmon, and it was stuffed with crab meat and shrimp.
Where'd you get that?
So good. I got it from this restaurant down the street. I wasn't making it. And then I also had some... a slushy that I made homemade in my blender with some Kool-Aid and Crown mixed. Well, everybody, thank you for listening to another episode. We'll be back here next week again. Don't forget to rate it, like, and subscribe to it. Also, you can follow us on Instagram at 90 Day Fiance. Wait, what? We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.